The Mishnayos of this Perek talk about many different items, of which there are three kinds, the first of which can become Tomei Vayad Tumas Medros, because it's designated for a purpose that supports the weight of a person. The second kind of that item is considered to be a halachic kli, so it can become Tomei. However, it is not designated for the purpose of supporting the weight of a person, and therefore it cannot become Tomei via the transfer of Tumas Medros. And the third kind of that item cannot become Tomei at all, because it's not considered to be a halachic kli. Sholish Teva is saying there are three kinds of boxes. Number one, Teva Shepischa Mitzido, a box whose opening is from its side. It has a opening on hinges that can be opened from the side. Such a box, as well as serving its main function of being able to hold things inside of it, it can also be used as a seat. And when somebody sits on top of it, they're not interfering at all with the main function of the box to contain things and be able to access that which is contained within the box. Because since the opening of the box is on the side, one is able to sit on the top without stopping somebody else from opening the box and taking things from the box, or putting things into the box. And because of that, Tomei Medros, it can become Tomei, the transfer of Tumas Medros, because one of its functions is to be used as a seat. Milamalon, however, if the opening to the box is from the top, so although the box can be used as a seat, that would now interfere with the main function of the box, which is for the things which are contained inside of the box. If somebody's sitting on top of the box, so you're preventing somebody from accessing that which is inside of it. And therefore, it cannot be considered something designated for sitting on. However, Tomei Tomei Meis, it can become Tomei with the impurity that comes from a dead body and all other kinds of impurity, other sources of impurity, since it is considered to be a kli. It's a box that can contain things. And thirdly, v'habor b'midah, a box that is so large that it's able to contain a volume of 40 sa'ar, toyer miklum, that cannot become tomei at all, based on the rule that a kli that is not able to be carried, even when it is full, because it would be so large and heavy, it cannot become tomei. Mishnah Hei, Shalosha Tarbusin Hein, there are three kinds of tarbusin. Tarbusin refers to blocks of leather, or it's really blocks of an animal's hide that haven't been processed properly into leather, and therefore usually end up being used just as a raised surface for different purposes. Shel Saporin, if it is one that is used by somebody who takes blood from people, they would use it as a kind of stool for somebody to sit on while they were being treated and blood was being taken from them. Tomei Medros, that can become Tomei via the transfer of Tomas Medros, since its designated purpose is for being used as a seat. Sha'ochlin alav, if it is a surface that is used to eat from as a kind of table, then just like any table can become Tomei midrabbonon. Although it's not able to hold and contain things because it hasn't got a rim around it, nevertheless, because of its extremely common use and similarity to a kli, it's a very significant item that is used a lot, and it serves the person directly, as well as things which are placed on the table. Midrabbanon, it can become Tomei, because of its significance. But of course, that level of impurity would be Tomei Tomei Meis. It can become Tomei with the impurity that comes from a dead body, or other sources of impurity, but obviously it would not be able to become Tomei with Tumas Medras, since it's not designated to support a person's weight. Vishal Zesim, if it is a surface that is designated to place olives on there before they are squeezed, perhaps they would wait a bit for them to become softer. Since the surface is not really a container, strictly speaking, and the only reason why it could become Tomei in the previous case is midrabbanon, because of its vast significance. If all it is designated for is to hold olives which were placed there, that certainly is not considered to be a greatly significant kli that midrabbanon would be able to become Tomei, and therefore tahara miklum, it cannot become Tomei at all. Mishnah Vol, Sholosh B'Sisoyos Hein, there are three bases, as the Mishnah will describe. The first one is Shelifnei Amitah, one which is placed in front of a bed. And we're going to understand that it was designated for the purpose of resting his feet there whilst he was lying on the bed. Shelifnei Sofrim, or a low stool that was placed in front of scribes who were at work. Again, as a kind of footstool, Tomei Medros, these can become Tomei via the transfer of Tumas Medros, because they support the weight of his feet. The second kind of this item is Vishal Dulpaki, the base of a Dulpaki, which is a mini table on which food and drink were placed before it was brought to the main dining table for the people to be served. And sometimes they would place it on a low base, and this low base had a rim going around it, and some other items would also usually be placed there. Since it has a rim around it, it's able to contain things, but it's not designated to support the weight of a person. That's not at all its purpose. And therefore, tomato mace, it can become tome, but only with an impurity that comes from a dead body or other sources of impurity. And the third kind of base that the Mishnah talks about is Vishel Migdol, the base which is placed underneath a very large closet, which is so large that it can't become tome. The Mishnah is coming to say that even the base that is placed underneath that closet in order to raise it from the floor, the reason why they would do that is in order to protect the bottom of the closet from becoming wet and moldy. The base which was placed underneath that is considered to be totally secondary to the closet itself, and as such, it receives the status of the closet. So since the closet can't become tome tohora miklum, this base which was placed underneath the closet also cannot become tome at all. Mishnah Zayin, Sholish Pinkasoyos Hein, there are three kinds of tablets whose purpose is for writing on. These tablets were made up of two different blocks placed next to each other and attached on hinges, so it could be closed shut, one against the other. And the first kind is Ha'epiphorin, a very large writing tablet that is filled with sand or earth, and they would carve letters in the sand or earth. And in order to do that, it had to be very, very large. So such a tablet was so large that one was even able to sit in it, and it was enough. There was enough room for him to sit there, and the sand would be quite soft, so a person was likely to sit there, and therefore, Tumel Midros, it can become Tomei by the transfer of Tumas Medros. One of the functions of this kli is considered to be the ability for somebody to sit there. The second kind of tablet is much smaller. It's a more commonly used tablet, which is filled with wax. V'sheyeshbabes kibol shavar, if a part of it contains wax, and they would use some sharp tool to carve into the wax, and write there, and then they would be able to smoothen over the wax and start again. This didn't need to be so large, so it would be much smaller, but there wouldn't be room for anybody to sit there, and neither would anybody want to sit there, because they would be sitting on wax. And therefore it can't become Tomei as Tumas Medras, but it can become Tomei Mace. It can become Tomei with a regular impurity that comes from a dead body or other sources of impurity. V'chaloka. And thirdly, a writing tablet that is totally smooth. That means that it doesn't contain any wax or any sand, because you would use actual ink to write on the tablet. Perhaps on paper or parchment, which was stuck to the tablet. But the tablet itself didn't have any rim around it. In the case of the wax-filled tablet, we're talking about a case where there was a rim around it for the wax to be held within the inside of the rim. Over here, there was no rim surrounding it, and therefore it can't contain or hold anything, and because of that, Torah Miklum, it cannot become Tomei at all, and it has not got the status of a Kli.